the piano now, and I'll play another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention?
69 plus 420 equals 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have, along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell Room 105. On Friday, April 3rd, the softball team plays Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also happening Friday, check out the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars, happening at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, at 7 p.m. Tickets available online. On Saturday, April 4th, the men's tennis team will be playing Farmingdale at the Oneonta Tennis Courts, happening at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's softball team is playing Fredonia at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. On Sunday, April 5th, join the Nebula Society and WONY for our collaboration show. Enjoy music curated by WONY with the stunning visuals from the Nebula Society at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, with two shows happening at 7 and 8 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
Everybody's so punk on the internet. Everyone's unbothered till they're not. Every joke's just trolling and memes. Sad as it seems, apathy is hot. Everybody's cutthroat in the comments. Every single hot take is cold as ice. When you found me, I said I was busy. That was a lie. By a terminal uniqueness, I've been dying just from trying to seem cool. But I'm not the baddest, and this isn't savage. But I'm never gonna let you down, I'm never gonna leave you out. So many traitors, smooth operators, but I'm never gonna break that bow. I'm never gonna leave you now. You know the last time I laughed this hard was on the trampoline in somebody's backyard. I must have been about 8 or 9. That was the night I fell off and broke my arm. Pretty soon I learned cautious discretion. When your first crush crushes something kind. When I said I don't believe in marriage, that was a lie. Every eldest daughter was the first lamb to the slaughter. So we all dressed up as wolves and we looked fire. Gonna leave you out. So many traitors, smooth operators, but I'm never gonna break that vow. I'm never gonna leave you now. We lie back, a beautiful, beautiful time lapse. Ferris wheels, kisses and lilacs, and things I said were dumb, 'cause I thought that I'd never find that beautiful, beautiful life that shimmers that innocent light back like when we were young. Every youngest child felt they were raised up in the wild, but now you're home. 'Cause I'm not the baddest, and this isn't savage, and I'm never gonna let you down. I'm never gonna leave you out. So many traitors, smooth operators, but I'm never gonna break that vow. I'm never gonna leave you now.
Take the time to meet with me. It's come to my attention that you no longer need me on your team. Is it something that I said or did or didn't see? I swear I tried to be a better, sweeter little honeybee. I see it twitching in your iris and in my head. I didn't sleep at all last night. In fact, I let myself in bed. Do you ever think about the fact that we are all just dead or dying? I'm sorry if I made this weird.
by the way, I stare into the void. I could tell you what you wanna hear, but I'm too paranoid. I've been waiting on my chance to hitch my wagon to an asteroid. Climb aboard and feel the burn where it just flies away. Look up to the stars and count my dreams while you wait on doomsday. We're all worried about you, babe, they say. Are you okay? Are you okay? Never better.
Thank you. 17 minutes late. What?
That's so fucking... It's okay.
All right. Welcome to the makeshift Airbud, because I didn't have card access. Thank you to Magnus. Go sit down at the seats. Today, it's going to be like a Matan podcast, pretty much. Nate is here. It's about to be Nate's first Wony show. Wow, lot to intro with. But we have local artist Dez in the studio. Local artist Han Weep in the studio. But we're not interviewing Henry. Yeah, your mics aren't on yet. All right, so who is mic two? Let's do this live. We're giving you a real radio experience. Henry is four. I don't even know if four is working. Henry, why don't you try talking into four, see if four is working.
Yep. Let me throw on headphones.
Okay, that's not good. So
I can just be like that dude in like Broken Jubal or whatever that show is. It's like in the background and he's laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I could
can you like barely hear me?
I hear Joe.
I can't hear.
I don't think we can hear each other.
You know how mics work. No, you guys, your mics are not on yet, but Henry, maybe fiddle with, you know how mics work. Fiddle. See if, you know, it's plugged. No, maybe not. All right, who's mic two? Who's mic two?
That'll be me.
Okay, why don't you say what's up, Dez?
Hello. Oh, I hear myself.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dez. I am friends with DJ Joe. My bad, I'm forgetting your name. I'm sorry, I'm a bad guy.
I'm Joe.
You're just Joe. My good friend Joe. Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Before we put on Nate, you want to explain your business, what you do, where you're from, stuff like that? Dez.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I'm not locked. I'm from New Paltz, New York, 845. Hudson Valley. If anybody knows, you know. Real, recognize, real. But yeah, I'm from New Paltz. Went to New Paltz High School. I went to SUNY Ulster for one semester, and then I transferred over here. And then I met all the guys. And now, here we are.
All right, wonderful. And our Mike for the show, Nady Nate. Why don't you say what's up, Nate? You've been on the show maybe six times before, but...
What's up? Yeah. I'm Nate, a.k.a. DJ Wero.
DJ Wero.
Yeah, I just got that changed today. I was DJ Cool Cat, but I had to text Lucas.
Cool Cat? I thought you were going to be Fat Cat.
No, Fat Cat, you can't be running that.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Fat Cat because that's the Clash player. I just been giving my names after inspirational Clash players.
Wait. Eduroam? Yes, Eduroam. Why don't we do a little test, because I feel bad. Everyone go silent, and Henry, just start talking in like an elevated voice.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh no, I'm hearing myself in the other mic though.
You can most barely hear Henry. We are about four times louder than Henry, but you are audible.
Yep. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, wait, why don't we try that? Put the mic in the middle
of
you two.
Run back and forth, me and Nady.
And then you guys just lean in when you need to talk. Yeah. All right, we figured out a solution. So once again, you know, don't want to harp on it, but we are late. So this show has 8+. We got 38 minutes. And if the Wi-Fi will work, I'm trying to open up SoundCloud. Because today, this is the first interview I've done on Airbud. But it is a Dez interview.
Woo!
Of local artist Dez. If you go on Spotify or SoundCloud and you look up Dez, you're going to get the Costa Rican guy who makes, like, I guess, like, Prince Royce type music. But you want to scroll down until you see the dude with glasses posted up.
Nah, my profile picture is, like, a little dude. He's got a little dude. And he's got a little shirt on. He's got a little nice suit on. So I'll be recognizable. I think I'm, like, the third one to come up. So if you check it out, you'll see me. If you really want to find me, though, just look up fake ID Dez or baddest guy, and it should pop up.
Yeah, why don't we start there? So your most popular track is Fake ID. It's pretty old, but what came behind that track? Really, why did you start making music again? Because and you could maybe explain the Young Dez.
Okay, I'll keep it short and sweet because we got two little back-to-back interviews, but we got here a little late. It had nothing to do with us, but we're here now, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet so we can get to the point. But basically, I started out in like 2018, 2019, and I initially started with like some like stupid diss track toward one of my friends, Jonah. Shout out Jonah. And I had another little like stupid little 7th grade beef with a different dude, and that kind of like threw me into like wanting to make music. And then I made this one song called Insanity, and it was kind of just like a Little Pump clone song, but it was kind of funny. I guess it was like interesting, and ended up getting like a good amount of views. It got like 59.3, it has now, I'm pretty sure, 1,000 views. So definitely pretty cool, but it's a very bad song. Like it's like a funny song, but it's definitely not good. It's still up if you really want to hear it.
Yeah, it has 60,000 plays nearly.
Dude,
yeah. You know I'm running those numbers though.
That song is
Hey, same here, man.
If you want to hear a little lore about that one, I literally like in the start of the song, it's like I'm like talking to somebody on the phone. I'm like simulating a conversation with myself. It's
that was the funniest part to me was that you were like LARPing the conversation. Like you didn't even get your
like,
homie to call
I was just
you.
Like talking to myself on the, I don't even know. We don't even need to talk about it. You could hear it if you want to, but that song kind of started it off. And then since then, I ended up making a few more. Also like pretty bad songs because it was back then. I had just started. I wasn't using any auto-tune or anything. So I made those. Those ended up doing pretty well, too. And then I kind of stopped for a while. I kept doing it on and off, and then I stopped because I was kind of like, yeah, I don't think it's really going to go anywhere. Like, I don't have too many great songs. And then I ended up coming here, and I had just made a song called Side Door. We could probably play that, too. That's featuring Henry. But I made this song called Side Door. Pretty unprofessional, not a very, very well-made song, but I liked it a lot. I liked the beat. I liked the lyrics. So I ended up meeting Henry through skating, and then I showed him Side Door, and he was like, yo, like, I see potential, bro. Like, this is some good stuff I'm hearing. And he was very heavily messing with the music, and I was like, dude, like, I might as well just, like, keep going. Like, If I found some, because like not too many people were super like big fans of my music before that, like probably like a handful of people, but he actually like motivated me to lock in. He motivated me to make to just like start making music again, bust out the mic again, start saying some stuff, you know. And then that kind of leads into Fake ID. So I made a Side Door. I showed that to Henry, and then I ended up making another song called Peace of Mind. I think that one's clean. I think we could play that too. But
yeah, we could play Peace of Mind real quick.
It was Side Door, and then I made Peace of Mind. Or I don't. Wait.
Nah, you're not tripping. It was Side Door, and then you made
Never
Peace
There.
Of Mind, and then you made
Never
Fake
There,
ID.
Right?
Okay, wait. Let
it
me
was
just
Never There, right?
Yeah, Side Door was first, then Baddest Guy, then Never There.
Okay,
then
okay.
Backing Up.
Okay, let me just refresh myself.
Let's play Side Door, and I can keep the mics on for this. By the way,
some Never There. Never There is one of my favorite Dez tracks.
We could take a peek into Side Door.
Hell yeah! Play the new one because the old one not too great, but the new one.
Here's Side Door.
Oh, is this the OG one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not mixed, or, like, recorded super well, but I just really like the flow. I like the beat a lot.
Yeah.
So basically, that's the first edition of that one, and that was the original side door. After that, I made a song called Baddest Guy with my good friend Ryan. Shout out to Rye. And that song ended up doing really well. I made a video for that.
Yeah, that one. That's the first Dez song I heard because someone showed me the music video.
I love that song, man. It's like there's little intricacies that are wrong with it, but that song's a banger. But basically, with Side Door, I liked that song so much that I ended up re-recording it with Henry, and I was like, yeah, dude, I hear you want a feature on this. You got to get on this. And he was always messing with the song since he first heard it, so I feel like it's a good memento to the beginning days. But basically, I had originally, I'm sorry, I'm just yapping, but basically, this kind of goes into Fake ID, because all of the songs before that, Baddest Guy, Never There, Peace of Mind, Backing Up, those were all before Fake ID. And then I ended up making this song called Fake ID. And basically the whole inspiration about it was I had went to the bar, and of course, maybe I shouldn't say this, I wasn't of age, and I got declined. Of course, that's what happens when you go to the bar and you're not of age. So I got declined. And it was kind of a running joke in my friend group that my identification was pretty bad.
The ID is terrible.
It was just a running joke.
It was like McLovin.
Yeah. I said that in a different song.
I got
song.
To see it finally.
It was really bad. I ended up putting it on my Christmas tree because it was really funny. And it's just like, it's such a bad ID. And I just like had the joke with my friends. And then I don't know. I was annoyed. I got declined. And then I went home. I was like, I'm gonna put my pain and sorrow into this track. And then I made Fake ID. And shout out to my good friend Dumpy, one of the greatest guys I've ever met. He's been promoing it a little bit. Thank you, Dumpy.
Yeah, Fake ID nearly has 2K on SoundCloud. And I think 2K on SoundCloud now is way more impressive than 60K on SoundCloud back when you were copying Rice Gum and you had the traction and you were an early adopter in the SoundCloud rap. Like, everybody was on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's different now.
For
so
sure.
So 2K is, like, way more impressive now.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. But, yeah,
hold
no.
on. Let's take a peek, though. You can keep talking.
Yeah, so. bet.
Here's Fake ID.
So I just came back from the bar. I was annoyed, and I made this. It's not a very annoyed song. It's a pretty happy song.
I'm sick of you.
Can you tell me why I'm wasting my life? I don't think two wrongs they could ever make right. On the Fake ID, know they always decline. Honestly, it's kind of funny. It's a waste of my time. And cool now, that I was waiting for a ride. Jason Williams, whenever I swing, bro, dying. I make it out the slime. I'ma make it out just fine. I keep on going. I don't want to get stuck in line. Smoke's on shelf. It's another level. Always being think that I should hit the other pedal. I don't think I'll look the right way. Find something out. That's a talk. I'm a sliver. You with the sentinel, you get sentimental. If you ask me how I've been, never better. Trying to put a rainbow in the garage. Well, like M&M's.
My favorite Dez bar.
Put a rainbow in the garage, look like M&M's. That's a goal of mine. I like cars, and I like colors. If you don't like colors, I don't like you. No, I'm just playing. But nah, like, I feel like that's like a warm take. But yeah, no, Fake ID, this song. Freaking love this song, man. This song genuinely like changed my trajectory like as an artist, because before this I didn't take anything really super seriously. I didn't want to like put in like a lot of work, because I had the one song that went that got like almost 60,000. Honestly, my mindset was just not good. I was just like, oh yeah, I'm never gonna get another song with 60,000 views. And then shout out Dumpy once again, but he started putting the Fake ID song in the end of his outros, and genuinely like that has changed my mindset and changed like everything, because on a
context to Dumpy, you want to do that, Nady Nate? Why don't you give us some context to who Dumpy is?
Facts.
Yeah, so Dumpy, you know, one of my favorite people in 4KFM. He's from Baltimore. and, you know, he just makes music with us. But the thing about Dumpy is that he's got, what, 400K on YouTube?
Yeah, he used to do a commentary on YouTube, and he had a...
He's still big, too.
Yeah. He's got a pretty big following on YouTube. He likes the music that we make. We like the music that he makes. I like his music a lot.
I love his music.
He has a uniqueness to
him,
too.
He has some of my favorite music, honestly. I'm happy I have a song with him. I think I am not able to play that song on this radio, but
no.
if you do check out my new album, it's on there, featuring Daryl with a number in
it's
there.
It's good that Nate brings up 4KFM, because Dez, you're now in that collective, and you've been in that collective for like a year now.
Yes, hell yeah, I'm happy to say it. If I wasn't in 4KFM, I wouldn't be nothing. So, you know, I always got to represent my family.
4K till I'm 95.
4K till I'm 95. Yeah, I said 85, but I like 95 better. I like 95 better. I like an 80.
That's just good juju. Like, you're going to live longer. That's cool.
Yeah. Because I'm 105.
No. Loki, keep it like this. I like being in the background.
Yeah, it's good vibes.
No, like,
it's a little bit of self glaze. No, you're good. But I was about to say, it's a little bit of self glaze to, like, talk about 4K, because I'm in 4K and I made 4K, and Henry's in here and Henry's in 4K and Henry made 4K. Like, yeah, we started it. So, of course, we're going to tell our friend to join our collective.
Bro.
Dez is seriously, like, when we first found Dez and he wasn't our best friend yet, it was like, oh, let's add this local artist who's a great rapper and now becoming our friend to our collective. But then it spiraled from there, because now we're great friends with him.
Yeah, I basically live with these fools. I just, like, go to their house. I'm like, oh, yep, hey, Joe, come get me.
Yeah.
And he's, like, still in bed. It's hilarious. But, yeah, no, wait. Before we move on, I just want to say, Henry, dab me up right now, baby.
Yes, sir.
Without you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have made all my songs. I wouldn't have made some of my best songs. And I wouldn't be as happy as I am with what I do and as proud of it if I didn't join. I would not, I don't know, like, I would have a completely different attitude, completely different mindset when it comes to music.
First met Dez and I was hearing his tunes, I was like, yo, like, it's not the best quality, like, as of right now, but, like, the flow, like, his bro, Dez's voice, like, do you hear this man's booming voice? Like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, nah, this dude's so far. We gotta put him in the collective and, like, help him out and make more songs.
Dude, yeah, honestly, appreciate that, because I had, like, when I met you, I had, like, 5 songs, and now I'm... Let's take a total. I don't think I can see my total tracks on Spotify, but I think I have, or on SoundCloud, but I think I have about 25 or 30 songs now. Maybe that's pushing it a little bit, but around 20. And, like, if it wasn't for this, man, like, I probably would have stopped doing music. I probably would have gave up on this. And now I see good things in our future. So I want to keep it up. I want to motivate the guys. I want to get everybody to keep it on the up and up, you know? That's all I gotta say.
All right, I'm gonna put us on track, because we just listened to Fake ID. And if we continue in the timeline of D, we start to get into package territory.
Okay, yes, that's true. Right after Fake ID, I had brought it up, like, in Peace of Mind, in Never There. I like to keep my music chronological. I like to make little references to other songs in each of my songs. That's one of my favorite parts about doing music, being able to connect things and just make random things out of nothing. It's really fun. So, I had ended up talking about the package. I'm not going to get into what exactly the package is, but it's an album of mine. And if you really want to know, you could just, like, take a look at the cover, and that'll say all it needs to say. But I had mentioned the package a bunch of times, and I had been, like, compiling a lot of songs and not really being sure, like, which ones I wanted to put on an album, which ones I wanted to keep singles. So I wasn't really sure. But then at the end of the day, I just took a few songs that I had already posted, and then... So I had three, four songs that I had already posted, and then I just added another five. So that's kind of how that one worked. I dropped Forgot the Lighter, Bless the Guys, and OFC with the guy Hand Weep. Those were all singles before, and then I just put them on the album. But then there was an extra five on there, which ended up doing like really well. I'm happy, Joe. You produced the best performing beat on the whole album.
Nice.
Good stuff, Joe.
I did.
That one was surprising too, because we both kind of thought that song was Buns, but it's not. It's a good song.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun making it, but I did not believe in it at all.
But somehow it worked, bro. That's something I really want to say. If you're making music and you think like, oh, people aren't gonna like what I make, like, genuinely, there is somebody out there for everybody. I can think of somebody right now. There's somebody out there for everyone, man.
We could both attest, Des, that it's the songs that you had a lot of fun making, but you think are going to tank, that end up doing the best.
Exactly, exactly. And I think expectations, when it comes to music especially, expectations are something you got to just abandon. You got to just let it flow and see what happens. And if something does happen, that means the world. Like, that's awesome. But you can't expect something crazy. Like, the music industry is so saturated. You have to really be, like, unique. Even more unique than me, probably, to, like, take off. You have to do really, like, it's hard. It's very hard.
Would you pick a song off the package that we could listen to?
What song off the package is not, does not have curse words in it? Let me check on Spotify.
And also, real quick, just a little fun fact about the package. Not to boast or anything, but you know, you got a few Nady Nate cameos here and there.
Hell yeah. Nady Nate.
Well, we could listen to one right now. This is my favorite song.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know which one you're about to play. I was going to say play one. That one.
If you want to hear Nady Nate's beautiful voice on the song.
It just sounds great.
Oh, damn it, Des, you forgot the lighter.
This is Forgot the Lighter. Produced by Two Tony. We're vibing out too much. I like
Forgot the Lighter, baby. That's a good one. That's a good song. Usually I don't get on this is a pretty tame beat. I wouldn't say this beat's too loud or too much. I think it's just the right amount, I feel like. Because there's some songs I get on, the beat's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little unlistenable for people that don't like underground stuff like this, stuff like we make. But like, I'm thinking of a song off my newest album, specifically, with my good friend Perkman. Shout out to Perkman. And, but I really like this song. I love the beat on this. I like the vocals on it. It could have been recorded maybe a little better, but, like, it doesn't really matter. You could say that about almost anything.
I think it's recorded well, because if you play it really loud, you can still hear what you're saying.
That is true, yeah.
Which is important.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I really like this song. I like the lyrics in this song. I like the beat. Shout out to Tony.
Yes, but that was obviously I didn't do anything for the album, but like I had a lot of fun vicariously, I guess, like dropping the package with Des and watching him pull up to the crib every day and going, the album's coming out in 2 days. The album's coming out in 1 day. All right, I'm going to drop the album today. Like, that was a lot of fun. No, and then we did promo for it, and it was just awesome.
You were a part of it, bro. You produced the song that has 500. It has the most views on SoundCloud, so. Hey, also, it's doing good on Spotify, too. It has, like, 500 on Spotify, too, which is pretty crazy. On Potato Gun. Shout out to Lexa, too. He's MIA right now. We miss him. He's one of the founding fathers of 4KFM. We miss him. Come back, Lexi.
The best member of 4KFM, in my opinion.
Very genuine guy. I love that guy.
So genuine. But shout out to Lexi.
Should we run any more package, or should we? Because I kind of want to play the new side door, because we played the old one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, play it from like halfway through my part, because I want people to hear Henry's part.
And because Henry's not on the first one.
Right? We haven't. Yeah, yeah. He's not. But yeah, no, I want people to hear Henry's part. He went dumb on that. So.
Yeah, that's also my personal favorite from the album.
Yeah, no, we're gonna play a quick clip of this one, because unclean.
It's not very clean, but I think my part's intro.
Good. I think my part's all good.
And I don't know if you can tell the mixing difference over the radio, but there's a mixing difference.
Yeah, no, I re-recorded this on Henry's mic, and Henry has a nice mic, so I wanted to make this song as top-notch quality as possible, because I knew this was gonna be a classic from the jump. So I had to. You know I had to.
And then here's Henry's part. Little added feature.
Good stuff.
But it's not very clean, so two bars in, we'll cut that one.
Yeah, clean version coming soon, maybe.
That's what I'm always advocating for.
It's not hard. Me and Joe did it with Kingman.
We'll figure it out. We'll make clean version soon, but thankfully I've been trying not to use the words in my songs lately, so hopefully I've been trying to get them cleaner and cleaner, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that too.
Cleaner and cleaner.
You know, just like right after the song is done, just real quick, save it, go out of it, come back to it, make a clean edit, and then like don't save it, but export that.
The thing, usually what I do, I'm not going to lie, like I think that usually with the curse words, like sometimes they're kind of unavoidable, but I think that you could just do a little pause and then not say that word and then just kind of glaze over it, just act like you never even had it in there. But I don't know. It depends on what type of style you're going for.
I've had to listen to a lot of clean music, like, you know, Wony, and I've made a lot of clean versions. So it's different for me, but I just think, like, does it really affect the listening experience that much if there's, like, just a random cut or like a weird bleep? Like,
How much you're bleeping it. If an artist is cursing every other word, it's not really gonna be an enjoyable song.
True, yeah. The song is just a bleep. Yeah, that's real. It's a good take, Nady.
And there's a couple good songs, you know, like meme songs, like YG's song, his diss on 6ix9ine, Stop Snitching. That's one of my favorite songs. And it's just like, no, can't play that on the radio. You're barely going to hear it.
No, you cannot. Some censors are tasteful, though. Of course, the best censor of all time is He Ain't Nothing But a Broke. That's a classic. But, okay, moving out of the package, we're past that. You recently dropped an EP, but there's, like, I think three songs in between that. There's the one with Rye.
Yeah.
Is that on the EP?
Yeah, that's on there too. So basically in between, after the package, I kind of just started like going willy-nilly. Let me see. Okay, after the package, I'm not going to lie. After the package, I kind of stopped dropping singles. And then I dropped two singles, and then I dropped one single that kind of inspired this whole next album. But I have two singles, definitely not great quality. But I still like them, though. They're still pretty decent songs. But then I dropped the song called Said Enough, which, in my opinion, I think it's my best mixed and best made song,
yeah,
like
beat-wise.
It's
your cleanest song.
But that's just my take on it from making a lot of songs. But I really like the song a lot. My friends say they like it a lot. And then after that, I kind of got into like a little mode where I just wanted to get done a lot of songs for this album. And I don't know. I was thinking about dropping them as singles, but I'd rather just put them on an album and drop them all together, because that kind of works the best for Spotify, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I kind of just had like a good cover art that I liked a lot, and I just wanted to, like, use it for an album just for the sake of it being a good cover art. But then I ended up putting everything together, and it all sounds cohesive. It all sounds good, so I'm a big fan.
I'm going to play Sad Enough. I've had to listen to this song a lot because I just made a combo video to it, but it's really good.
Apparently, I think my friend Riggs is also making a combo video to it, which makes me very happy.
That's awesome. This is Sad Enough.
This should be on Spotify pretty soon. Depends on the vibe you're going for, what the song, what the general beat, how the beat is. But I like the accordion a lot. Like here, it comes in here.
Yeah, this beat is insane. Yeah, listeners, try and single out the accordion and the beat.
Oh my goodness! Y'all gotta tap in with Tucsoni because he's really different with it.
For real.
You gotta
for real.
Think about like. Making beats and then like think about like adding an accordion to a beat, like that is not like you don't make a beat very often where you're like an accordion need to get on this, but this is one of those and it just hits so hard. Like that, listen to that.
Yeah,
this is a good part for sure. And then it slows down a little. Shout out to my boy Vistas DB.
The classic SoundCloud slowdown.
He freaking mixed this and he mixed it well. He mixed it well. Thank you, Vistas. But yeah, no, this is probably my favorite song to date. Like, I really love this song. Honestly, all my songs are my favorite. I love all my songs, but like quality wise, I really love this one.
Yeah, this whole album is From talking to other people about the package and, like, you know, we all gave our takes on it. That one has a lot of, like, each song is very different from each other. So everyone kind of has that thing where they're like, okay, that's my favorite song on the package. But I've listened to this one, like, twice through now. It's just so consistent, dude.
Yeah, I know. I love, like, this one. This is a good one.
You just, like, when artists drop albums where every song is just good, like, you can't complain about that at all.
Facts. It's hard to find. I don't know. If I'm curating it, like, I kind of have to think they're all good. So, like, if I'm going to put them on the album, I definitely got to think they're good. But after this song, I ended up linking up with Rye again, who was on Baddest Guy. We didn't listen to that one, but that's an all-time Dez song for sure. Definitely take this one out for the chorus because it has a naughty word in the chorus. But
yeah,
we can listen to the first like 16 bars.
The beat is just immaculate.
Yeah, Ryan produced this beat. Ryan really went crazy on this beat. Good job.
And thank you, wish Ryan. We could play the chorus because it's the best part.
The chorus is genuinely so good. Also, if you want to listen to this full song, it's on YouTube with a music video that I edited. I edited it all myself. Every single edit made by me. Every single GIF downloaded and incorporated by yours truly. I was grinding getting this video done.
He was.
Very happy with it. Very, very happy with it.
Me and Dez, there's one night where Dez was editing it and he was like, man, I have a minute and a half left. And he was in call for like 3 hours doing like 45 seconds of the song while I was BSing on Geometry Dash.
You know it. And then the last night, I really wanted to get the video out on Friday. It's funny because I wanted to get the video out on Friday, but I ended up dropping the album a Friday later. But yeah, no, I love this song. Here's my part on it. Yeah. Definitely, this is definitely one of my favorite ones. I say that about every song, like, that's just a given, but I love this one, man. This one, a little story behind it, Ryan was producing it, and he made two beats before, and this is no shade on bro, but he could attest, the beats were, like, we just were trying to figure out the vibe for the song, and we just, like, couldn't figure it out. The two beats we made before were pretty bad, and then he ended up making this, and it strummed a heartstring in my heart. And I love the song. I heard it and I made two songs with Ryan. This one and Backdoor, which is another song I really like. But we ended up making those two, and I was back for, like, I think it was winter break? What was it? Spring break. I was back for spring break, and I linked up with my boy Hayden. Shout out Hayden. Linked up with Ryan. Shout out Ryan. And we got this done. You know. But yeah, that's Let It Go on SoundCloud. Should be on Spotify pretty soon. I uploaded everything onto every platform, but it hasn't went through yet. So waiting patiently on that.
Yeah, that's typical. It's really annoying. Okay, we're going to stay in the studio because Nate is in here right now, and he has his first show from 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Airbud Special Edition Dez interview has 5 minutes left. So, Dez, would you like to, wrap up, speak to the future, stuff like that?
Yeah, talk about what we're going to be doing.
Okay. Little propaganda time. So,
yeah.
Just dropped that new album that had Said Enough and the song with Ryan that we just played. That'll be on Spotify, hopefully in a few hours. I'm hoping in a few hours that's on Spotify. So we should be good on that front. Should be all good, all G, you know. But everything else that we just played, Baddest Guy, Peace of Mind, we didn't play that. But Fake ID, Side Door, all on Spotify if you guys want to listen to those. And then me and Henry, we're dropping a collaboration album. 4KFM collab album. Dez Weep. A little uncreative on the name, but it rolls off the tongue. I love it. I'm not going to lie. I can't stop saying this. I'm sorry to be that guy, but I love every song on that album, and I'm proud of every single song on that album. All those songs are heat. I love those songs. I'm going to be listening to it myself, you know.
It's dropping 4/11. Tune in. It's going to be on all plats.
April 11th, all platforms. Get on there like swimwear. And the thing is, me and Henry, we're going to China. We're going to figure out which song to make a video for. And we're making a video in China. And it's going to be heat. It's going to be fire. And don't miss out. Be there or be square. You don't want to be square.
I can attest that whole album has a little bit of a Chinese twang to it. So it's good that they're matching the vibe.
That was a good one.
Going to the homeland like that.
Dude, yeah, we got to figure out which song for sure. But I have a few ideas. I think Katrina might be one of the ones. We might have to do Friday SF because that's just a classic. So I'm not sure, but we're going to figure it out. We'll keep you updated. I'm not going to lie. I've had so many opportunities to come on the show. And I've always been lazy. I've always been, oh, I'm going to go home and I'm going to go watch a show or something. But no, this is awesome. And I'm having a lot of fun right now. I'm happy I'm here. Thanks for having me. And I appreciate you, bro. This is the first time I've ever been interviewed or anything. This is lit. More coming soon. Hella content coming soon. We're promoting. We're getting it right. 4KFM, you'll be hearing about us.
Yeah. And now, I think we take the suits and ties right off and we just go into Nate's show and we just start
suits
BSing. Start
suits
BSing.
And ties.
Let's take the suits and
does it do? Wait, wait. This is a little just. This is just some raw radio questions. Do we even have to? Do we even have to do anything? Do we just like? Do we just keep everything the same right now? Like,
at 9 at the top of the hour, we gotta play ads.
Okay.
Or not ads. It's like the PSA and
yeah. So I was gonna say, let's just take like a
little break. Little break.
Little yeah. break. Yeah, like we got 2 minutes like left that. In my hour,
a little intermission.
Little intermission.
I'm sorry, I have me and Henny D are using the same mic and
it's fine.
Wait, are you allowed? Wait, can you play a song on the way? Can you play a song on the way out, or is it? Like, it has to be the ads.
Can I play a song on the way out? Yeah, I got a minute.
Okay, bet. Play Peace of Mind, because that's a really solid one. I think
should have played Never There. I'll play Never There.
Okay, bet. Thank you. Never There's a good one. Never There's a good one. It's a little worse quality. And there's a little less thought behind it. Like, I don't know. I just put a lot of work into Peace of Mind. I love that song. But I definitely love Never There as well. But Peace of Mind, it's probably one of my top ones. Sorry.
All right, we're going to go on intermission. I'm going to turn the mics off. Here's Peace of Mind by Dez again.
Thank you.
As our little outro. Thank you, Dez.
So good it's so good to be here.
Shout out Dez. Shout out Dumpy. Shout out all the guys. We're going up.
Always.
See you.
Nothing is stuck.
Till I'm feeling fine. I don't want to see that ball. It's like I went blind. I'm surprised I'm looking for a peace. Give me peace of mind. I don't think I'll ever find the peace. Should it be surprised? Should be able to recognize. Are you being real? Sometimes I get drunk and high. The only time I feel. Honestly, you got me frozen. Yeah, you cold as steel. I can't feel like that no more. Disregard my feelings. Disregard my feelings. Had to throw them in the trash. Spell mail, but it was in the past. Cast a curse, make you mine. Use my wizard's staff. Know I'm had up the pain. I'm so blazing lands. Shadow on my chums, don't know where I'd be without them. All I sing, smell is loud. Made my head get cold. I don't think we add up, I get math about it. Pain, I feel like Zora. Told him not it happened. I just wanna keep on moving forward while I'm crying back. Indecisive, I go slower, fast. I'm feeling really bad. Slow that package, make it last. I got a need some gas. I should turn around. I'm stressed, pat my mind. But for some, I'll never find. I can try to keep you around. Think that'd be a waste of time. So, me, I need fuel and tank on me. Good things look up, but I always look down. Is that a problem with me?
Blessed package.
Slow that package down till I'm feeling fine. Close my eyes, I don't want to see that.